Hey, what's up, everybody? Nate here with the Reds and Rockies series recap. Yeah, we're not going to drag this one on any longer than we need to. The Reds got swept again. Today's loss drops them to 3-19, and if I'm not mistaken, they're officially off to the worst start in team history. I believe that's six in a row, 17 of 18. I guess the only good news is that since May 1st, they've only lost once. Glass half full, folks. We do need to talk about these games at least a little bit, even though the results do not make me want to do so. But if I have to deal with this, you do too. The first matchup at least gave fans a reason to tune in. Hunter Green was on the mound, and despite a solid, if not spectacular, first four innings, he did end up with a three-run bomb in the fifth. Finished his day with four earned runs and four and a third, gave up six hits. Had six strikeouts, and if a loss isn't depressing enough, his velocity was down for a second consecutive start. Now, he did battle out there and got up to 99 on the gun once or twice, so maybe he's just trying to live in that 96 to 98 range, but I don't know. I would be lying if I said I wasn't concerned, at least a little bit. We'll see how that plays out. On the offensive side of the game, I guess Tommy Pham, Jonathan India, and Nick Senzel had 4-3 and 2-hit days respectively, so there's that. The Reds ended up losing 10-4. For those keeping score at home, that is real bad. Game two started out strong. Newcomer Connor Overton pitched beautifully, came out with a 2-0 lead after five and a third, and then Art Warren, who has been really good at not allowing runs, was decidedly less good at not allowing runs this time and promptly gave up a three-run, gave up three in a third of an inning. A leadoff dinger by Tyler Naquin and a late homer by Aramis Garcia were not enough as the Rockies took this one 4-3. And I just got to say, if your offense is relying on guys like Aramis Garcia, you're probably in trouble. That sends us to game three, which, brought with it some legit excitement in Denver. Win and you go to Milwaukee, heads held high, but lose. Oh, lose, and you are officially off to the worst start in franchise history. Well, you know what just happened. Reaver San Martin, who is a not good starting pitcher on the Cincinnati Reds, lived up to his reputation and pitched not good. Nothing very good happened after that either. The Red Legs did hilariously miss several pop flies, so be on the lookout for that on the Twitter webs, I guess. The Phillies had four hits on the day and lost 10-1. They were outscored 24-8 in the series. It was ugly. It was never very fun. It has to get better from here, but I've said that in the past, and it hasn't yet. Yikes. Phil Castellini's Reds are now a robust 3-19 to begin the 2022 season. But please just have a little faith, because where are you going to go? And be careful what you wish for, because it could be much, much worse. Just please ignore the fact that it's literally never been worse in the history of this storied franchise. Good grief. Well, because I've got a format to follow, I will discuss some of the bright spots. Tyler Naquin didn't shatter any records, but had a hit in every game of the series. Brandon Drury hit another home run. That was his fourth on the year, which somehow leads the team. Let that sink in. Aristides Aquino no longer plays for the Reds, so we'll put that in the positive column. Well, let's see. Connor Overton was fantastic. Yeah, he should absolutely, in my opinion, get another start in place of the Reaver San Martins of the world. Love to see it. Congrats, young fella. Finally, Alexis Diaz had another couple of scoreless outings and now has an ERA under one. It's been nasty. Love it. Take it all day long. Where there's good, there is going to be bad. There's a lot of bad. Hunter Green's velocity, please just be a fluke. Be intentional. Be anything other than an actual bad sign. We, as fans, we need to have him out there to root for this year. Kyle Farmer just cannot make up his darn mind. He stunk it up again this series after being my stud last week, last series. He went hitless, but, never mind. I've got nothing to say. It was ugly. As I mentioned before, Reaver San Martin was atrocious. No one wanted him to start this game. He did, and the results were somehow worse than anyone would have predicted. I'd still like to see Reaver get a chance to go out in the bullpen, No, we need some lefties. See if we can he can have some success out there before figuring out what the Reds need to do next. But who knows? We'll see how it plays out. Lastly, Joey Votto is not playing his best baseball right now, and that's all I have the heart to say about that. Some also random thoughts. The Cincinnati professional baseball team had 3 wins in the month of April. The Cincinnati Bengals, a professional football team, had 4 wins last January. If you're not familiar with professional football, they play once a week. My Lord. I mentioned Aquino getting DFA'd. Wherever he ends up, I hope he crushes it. Hope he has a long, awesome career, but I'm glad it's not going to be in Cincinnati. It wasn't fun except for that 1 month that we've heard so much about. Jonathan India also went on the injured list, retroactive to Saturday. The front office wants you to hate them a little bit more, so they initially said that was a rest day. Trust, apparently, completely overrated. Just have a little faith. Have a little bit of faith. Our series stud, because I have to choose one, I'm going to go with Connor Overton. His start was a legitimate bright spot during an otherwise just gross, gross series. As for the series dud, it's back-to-back dud awards for Reaver San Martin. Fortunately, these mark the only 2 wins of the season for young Reaver, but hey, it's early yet. Up next, after an off day, the Reds begin a 3-game set against the first-place Milwaukee Brewers. I'm sure this is going to go well. Hey, at least we are in this together. Until next time, guys.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.